Good evening, and we're live in Paradise, California, and Toronto, Ontario, Canada, with Hassan Jaffer, and it's All in the Stars with your host, Ingrid. Good evening, Hassan.
Good evening, Ingrid. How are you doing, my dear? You seem to be so inspired today.
I'm very well, thank you. I am. I don't know where my moons are.
Well, the moon's coming into Leo very soon, no?
Well,
so, yeah. And you have a Leo actually sitting with us also.
We have a guest, that's true.
Yes.
So how was your evening tonight?
Fantastic. I sent out a newsletter and I said we'll be discussing certain things. And first of all, I want to offer my condolences to Tiger Woods, whose father passed away today in the morning, actually. And I was looking at Tiger Woods' chart, actually. You know, I've written about him before. He's got Libra rising, and anyone who has Libra rising becomes instantly popular in states. Bill Clinton was born with that. Even in his worst time, he had more popularity than most presidents. Liz Taylor is born with that, Natalie Portman, a lot of people, anyone who has Libra rising. So they are very successful in states usually, even though they always run into some hassles with some legal matters. Now, he has not had that yet, not that we know of. But he has Venus and Scorpio, so very deep passion. I was really happy to hear that, you know, when he said how he idolized his father and how he was a fantastic role model. It's very seldom that you hear from so many people just keep putting their fathers down. But he was amazing. Now, his chart, he has Moon, Saturn, Mars, everything in his 10th house. This is the major axis of the, like the 4th and 10th house. When planets are moving in this house, that's usually when the parents have to be extra careful of the health. And the 10th house, of course, is the father. Now, his chart shows publicity today, tomorrow, and the day after. Moon is right on top of the chart. And it was in Cancer, which is a very emotional family and all that. And it's coming very close to Saturn. So tonight and tomorrow, Moon is coming close to Saturn, which is a bit of a disappointment and sadness. In fact, it's coming back to where it was when he was born. So when you're approximately about 29, 30 years old, Saturn comes back to its own position. So in his case, that's one of the aspects that I just wanted to say. And now other things I also talked about in my...
Hassan, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We have a caller on our line. Hello, caller.
Yes.
Hi, caller. Where are you from?
I am from Chicago, Illinois.
And your first name?
Melissa.
Melissa from Chicago. And do you have a birth date for me?
I do, July 30th, 1969.
July 30th, 1969. Hassan is going to take over from here.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm sorry, what was the name?
Melissa.
Melissa.
So Melissa, how come you got in right away?
How come I got in right away?
You knew about this thing, I guess. Yeah,
I did.
On air?
Yes.
I see. In fact, Ingrid, we should give out the number also.
Yes, definitely. I was surprised that we didn't need to tonight. It's 1-888-268-4313, and Melissa is our first caller tonight.
Yes.
So 1-888-268-4313. Because for some of my clients, I've given the 877 number. We'll probably have it by next week, because in our studios and with Dawn, they work on this number where people can call from anywhere in the world.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Australia to London to Italy to everything. Okay, Melissa, I wasn't prepared to do the charts yet, but I will do yours.
Okay.
What I wanted to discuss, I want to discuss some topics also, and then we'll take in calls, but that's fine. Your chart, as you know, you're born under the sign of Leo.
Yes.
Is that correct? July 30th, 1969, is that right?
Yes.
Yes, okay. But I do like that sign, I must say, and especially with Mercury in the sign of Leo, our host Ingrid also is born with that, Mercury in Leo. And Leo is sitting here, one of my very, very dear friends, and he's from Marbella, Spain, actually, and he's here. And we've done a lot of projects together. He has Mercury in Leo as well. And the moon is just about going to Leo. In fact, let me just have a look.
We all have something in common, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but, well, you know, it's the best aspect. In fact, it's 1 degree Leo right now.
Okay.
There's a synchronicity there just now. And it's Sagittarius rising, which is my exactly same aspect as mine. It's a very important day today, you know. And
yes.
So you must be getting all said that what do I have to offer for you today? Well, the first thing, I love that Mercury in Leo because it always leads me to the truth. It touches up my ninth house, I find. So it's much more dramatic and theatrical and very confident. Bill Clinton is born with Mercury in the sign of Leo. It's a very
yep.
charismatic aspect, and of course he's one of the best public speakers. But unfortunately, George Bush is also born with Mercury in Leo. So even though he's a Cancer, so he cannot handle the power of a Leo, but in his case, having that Mercury in the sign of Leo, he's very definite about his goals, what he wants to do. So the Leo part, people can appeal to the ego of that also. When you were born, there was a major peace treaty signed at that time. I think it may be the end of Vietnam War, because Jupiter was in Libra when you were born. And when George Washington was born, he was born with Jupiter in the sign of Libra also. So it gives a very strong sense of fairness and justice. Last year, there was a major peace treaty between Pakistan and India, for example.
Okay.
So you do have a very strong sense of fairness and justice. You're also born with a Mars-Neptune conjunction. This is a very, very obsessive aspect. Whatever you do, it becomes like an obsession. But the form of obsession, of course, is your free choice.
Right.
And that's why you've got to be so careful of any sort of drugs and alcohol and, scandalous situations, etc. Very obsessive. Now, you have Moon in the sign of Pisces. This is a very sort of a sad pathos, like you're very good with children and old people. And eventually, when you live near the ocean, near the water, that brings out the best. Now, of course, when it comes to love matters and relationships, your Venus is in the sign of Gemini.
Right.
So you definitely are not like Leo when it comes to love matters. In fact, it's a bit of a fickle placement. And it's also squared to Pluto, which gives a bit of a Scorpio, a bit of a radical aspect, like you're drawn to these impossible type of relationships. Like to be the type of love affair that you'll have would be people who are not necessarily criminals, but who definitely break the rules. And a bit of a radical aspect. But what you love most in love matches is communication. That's
right.
Very important for you. Or a person has a nice voice, for example. And Shakespeare was born with Venus in the sign of Gemini. And very independent also at the same time. Now, that Pluto-Venus, which is getting an aspect once in 246 years, that finishes by November 2008. By that time, your lessons of love would be finished. But
okay.
That's like 1995, 96, and 2002 and 3. These were difficult years for you in relationships. Do you remember them at all?
In 92 and 95?
No. 95, 96, and 2002 and 3.
Okay, 95
like
and 96, I definitely remember because I was in a very unhealthy relationship.
Yes.
But in 2002 and 2003, I actually got married in 2001, and I've had, my husband's a great guy.
Well, what sign is he?
He actually is a Libra with Scorpio ascendant.
Okay, you see, the Scorpio part is a Pluto theme. So,
yes.
I'm talking about the radical, intense, passion type of men.
That's right.
That's
I'm not surprised. Yeah. And my ex-boyfriend in 95, 96 was a Scorpio
yes.
triple.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that was way too intense for me.
So the thing is, try not to have any bitterness about that relationship because you were going through some sort of a destined aspect, something which is beyond your control. Now, the loss from last year, you are a very flexible person when it comes to love matters and relationships, by the way.
Yeah.
Like in music, you like different types of music, different types
yep.
of age groups. And but you're going through a complete change in your whole attitude towards love, marriage, relationships, everything right now. And it finishes by 2008, November. However, Saturn is touching off your Venus in a very positive way. So this is probably one of the most realistic aspects for you, like realistic expectations of the partner
right.
throughout this year. And next year you'll have a luck aspect in relationships. Do you have any children, by the way?
You'll laugh. I have three kids. I have a three-year-old, and I have two 22-month-old
okay.
twins.
Okay, the reason I was asking is because 2002 and 3, what I was seeing is a bit of a celibacy period. So if a child was born at that time, that can also offset the theme.
Okay.
And any questions you'd like to have, by the way?
Yeah, I guess I was wondering two things is when you saw, like, the highlights for my career, and then the other was, do you see a move coming up soon?
Do you know what time you were born? This
is
actually
yes,
a very good year for you. I'm
yeah, sorry? I was born at 7:16 a.m. on July 30th, 1969.
Oh, I see. So you're a double Leo, or, and where were you born?
Manchester, New Hampshire.
Let me quickly put this in. You said
7:16 a.m.
7:16 a.m.
Yep.
And where were you born? Manchester.
Yep, Manchester, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Do you know what the code for New Hampshire is? NH?
NH, yes.
NH. Just give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, no problem.
There it is. Okay, I've got your chart. I'm just curious, since the moon is in Leo, which is your sign, is a very... Oh, you have Leo rising, too.
Yes.
In the last 2 days, actually from yesterday, you must have felt a bit run down and tired also.
Yes.
Yeah, because moon is going to 12th house. By the way, we have this book called Moon Magic, and we have about 20 or 30 books left. That's it. But that makes you an instant astrologer. And that will tell you exactly today, moon being in the 12th house, when you feel run down and tired.
Okay.
And so you're coming into the low cycle, but it's very good for the subconscious mind, etc. Now, let me just have a look at some other things I want to say. Now, the career matches, see, you're a very dynamic person. You're like a natural promoter. You're like a natural PR person. But because the planets are coming down in your chart from about end of 2007-8 onwards, so you need to establish yourself now. Because after that, you'll focus more on the family and things that you really enjoy.
Right.
That's what happens. You do have Mercury in the 12th house, by the way, so you're a very investigative mind. And you love the mysteries of mind, but in a very positive way. You were actually born at full moon, just after the full moon, actually. Since the planets are... Actually, you will be doing a lot of... when you go to trade shows or Mary Kay type of thing, for example, any time when there's a beauty aspect involved,
yes,
that's also fantastic for you.
Okay.
Since you have Venus in the 11th house in your chart, and, there are a lot of people, a lot of trade aspect, so that's one of the Venetian aspects in your chart. What do you do, actually?
Well, I actually have been on personally for 2 years from IBM, but I'm actually looking to get back into. I've done a lot of readings and psychic work myself.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I love doing that, and I paint on the side, too, but I love the intuitive more than anything.
You are very intuitive, actually. Your moon was in Aquarius, you see, which is probably the computers and all that. Plus, you have Uranus in the second house also. But you're a very good motivator. Like even in, for example, skincare products. Like if you want to do that, some natural skincare products, for example, you will do a lot of things, whether you do workshops and seminars, etc. But establish yourself now for the next 2 years, because after that, you'll tend to keep a low profile.
Okay, so over the next 2 years is a good time for me to really establish myself or to...
Yes, and you should do it very soon, actually.
Okay.
Rather than wasting too much time on this, yeah. But it's a nice set from last July till this January, February. The entire 60s generation went through a real nightmare period. A very obsessive theme, and all the children's health, for example. It's also coming back in June. The month of June till about mid-July, it's a bit, you'll have to be very careful of health matters. That's what I'm saying. June till about mid-July. As that Mars is up, your Neptune from a health house, so your immune system, the body, and all that, and do not trust your intuition at that time. This is where also you're coming to a major 7-year cycle, which applies to all people who are born in the sign of Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio.
Okay.
All of you are going to a major 7-year period where you'll encounter a lot of delays, but it's just a test of your organizing skills. And this goes on till about summer of this year.
Okay.
So by summer, you need to establish yourself.
By the end of the summer.
Idea. Take care then.
Thank you for calling, Melissa.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. So in the news today, I was saying there are three different themes that we need to have. I was talking about the three essentials of being positive in life, which gets you, things which give you a high, and also a cure for depression.
Kind of like the high I'm on today. I must have all three of them.
Things.
I must have all three of them today.
The first one is a need for action. Very, very important. And, of course, there are many ways of offsetting it.
Hassan, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have another caller.
You should tell people not to call for at least 15 minutes.
Well, but we want our callers, Hassan.
Okay.
We love our callers. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
How are you doing this evening?
Pardon?
I said, how are you guys doing this evening?
We're doing fantastic. Thank you. And yourself?
Great.
Great. And what's your name, please?
My name is Gail.
Gail, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Tennessee. Gail from Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And do you have some questions for Hassan, or would you like to give him your birth date?
Pardon?
Would you like to give Hassan your birth date, or do you have some questions?
Oh, yes, it's 9/20/55.
Would that be September?
Mm-hmm.
September 20th,
1955.
Okay. Do you know what time you were born, Gail?
I was born at 4:34 p.m.
4:34 p.m. And where were you born?
In Iowa, Kansas.
Iowa, Kansas. Kansas is K-N or K-S?
can use the job.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Kansas. What's the abbreviation for Kansas, please?
I didn't hear you on what?
The abbreviation for Kansas.
Oh, KS.
KS. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me 2 seconds. You're from Canada. I see. So we have a different K. Have your chart in front of me. Gail, have you had your chart done before?
Yes. About 3 months ago, but that was at the time when Don was having a lot of problems just, you know, hooking up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, because
so
I didn't remember the chart. I think this is
night.
The one with the cat, with the dogs or cats or something.
Pardon?
You've got a business with a cat or a dog grooming business,
right? Yeah, dogs, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't remember you at all, but when I looked at your chart, I remember the chart instantly.
Yeah. Because
yeah. You have that Venus in the sign of Libra. This is the sign of fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry. And, of course, in your case, you have Cancer in the fifth house, and fifth house is like children or pets. It's the same thing. So your nurturing aspect comes up with all your pets, just like Ingrid has that aspect, too. So I'm hoping her twins are going to change that once she has the twins. Any questions you'd like to ask, Gail? You have a very important year, by the way. This year till about end of November 2008 is a fantastic time for you if you want to write something to make a difference in people's lives. Somebody want to write a book, for example, or have your own show, or anything to do with mass communication. It's an excellent year, right till about November 2008.
2008. Okay.
I'm sorry? Yes, till November 2008 you have. But don't procrastinate. Start from now.
Okay.
You have an interesting mind. You know, you have a very nice wisdom element about you, but you also have this almost a schizophrenic aspect where you cannot separate truth from fantasy. You go off at a tangent. So you have a real psychic element about you, but it's like a saint and a con artist put together. But the con part only comes if you're not doing creative things, because you've got this wild imagination and you've got to use it constructively. So whether you use it for intuition, for psychic matters, The negative thing is that you have Saturn in the sign of Scorpio, even though it's well aspected to a moon, which is very good for building of property, etc. But it does make you a bit anemic, and also it can be a cause for depression quite often. Like when you do get depressed, you can have real dark moods. That's one of these themes also. In certain professions, it's good, like in medical profession and all, but you have got so many Libra planets, so even though you're health conscious, and I would not suggest with his blood or anything like that. How come you have such low energy?
What?
Like you need to be a bit more enthusiastic and energetic, and you need those, you know, one of those three things that I was saying to you in the beginning.
Yes.
Like the need for action is very, very important. Whether you go to a gym or take salsa dancing or any activity, any physical activity, you do short-term physical things where you get instant gratification. You need that aspect. That's one. The second thing, something which takes out of depression completely, something which you're proud of. Like when you think of those dogs, for example, or you take digital pictures of them, for example, show it to people, somehow it has to come out. And the third thing, of course, is travel. Because your energy is so low right now. Like if a person is sort of, you know, it can be a bit draining almost, you know. So make sure you give yourself enough physical rest, enough sleep. I think you need a bit more iron, you know that, Gail?
Yeah, you told that. That was the one part when that, you know, last reading you did for me here 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I did catch that part about you said I was anemic, and I've tried to take care of that since.
Oh, good. I see.
Yeah.
And just make sure that you need something which makes you enthusiastic. It will make you full of life. Like when you go to a schoolyard, for example, and see these children playing. You know the type of enthusiasm that they have?
Well, I would think that I'm doing that out in my garden. I'm planting a lot of plants, and I'm watching
very,
my
very
garden
good
grow,
you, but,
as they
that's
say.
That's one aspect of it. You have a Saturn moon aspect, which is exactly the gardening or anything with earth that offsets the depression. Yeah, that's one. But you need something fun, where you interact with other people also.
Gail, didn't you mention to us last time you called in that you actually were starting a clothing line for your animals?
Yes.
Clothing line?
Yes,
I remember that. I remember
mm-hmm.
now.
I'm doing bedding.
Did you ever get that
little,
started?
Pet clothes and stuff, yes.
Yeah, you did get that started?
Yeah.
Did you start your website
I'm still
yet?
Working on it, and I'm also writing a book called Our Little People in Fur Coats, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful name. What
was it called?
What did you? It was a little people in fur coats.
Our little people in fur coats.
Our little people in fur coats. That is so adorable. I have two little people in fur coats.
Yes.
I have a Yorkie and a Maltese.
Yes.
So, I totally understand where you're coming from when you write
yeah.
that book.
Yeah.
But did you actually start your website? Because I remember Hassan had actually, I think he had mentioned that you should start a website for yourself.
I'm
well.
Working on that as we speak.
Wonderful.
I'm getting
Excellent
that website
idea.
Set up.
But because this is a very good year for all that focus and concentration and finishing what you start, and especially from this summer, about July onwards, till next July, August, you have Saturn touching off all your Libra planets, and that gives you makes you look like a Capricorn, even though you have Libra planets. So it gives you both the conceptual, the idea aspect, plus the productive part. So it's a very, very positive. So don't miss that opportunity. And once you finish that, the rewards will be end of this year, but especially next summer is where the reward period is. You're coming to a lot of money, actually. But right
oh,
now,
really?
You're also in a very spiritual aspect. You have Jupiter coming into your ninth house from about August onwards. Before August, I can see you getting some money from insurance or inheritance or investment property, for example. It's excellent for that.
Oh, really?
Gail, do you think that I could get an autographed copy of that book once you've written it?
Yes. Yes, I definitely will.
Is that a yes?
Yes, that's a yes.
An idea?
I'd be honored. Thanks, Gail, for calling.
Thank you.
Thank
Take care. Bye bye.
So, you were talking about the need for action. That aspect takes people away from depression and any physical activity. And I've written my book.
But you're right. Sorry to interrupt you, Hassan, but you're right, because some people totally forget their need for action. They think of doing something, but they don't take action. And even Anthony Robbins and a lot of other motivational speakers, they constantly talk about taking action. So you're completely right about that, because that
yes.
pulls you out of your depression or the need for feeling suppressed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are simple ways to stimulate and satisfy that need for action. See, when you join a health club, or, you know, just to motivate you and for high energy. Like, for example, you might do five bench presses just by yourself or five push-ups, for example. But when you're in a group of people, you feel motivated. You're able to do 10 or 20, for example, much more easily.
You push yourself that much harder.
Yeah.
I believe
and
that.
And high beat of music, for example. And then, and whenever you start any new short-term projects, and, for example, in Gail's chat, for example, that time she decides to write a book, for example, she's more of a thinker. It might take some time. So what she should do, she should make... instead of a whole 140-page book, for example, she just starts with 10 pages. In 10 pages, she just wants to see the essence first.
Almost like a synopsis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So instantly, she starts seeing the results right away. It's very important to see the results right away. And all the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, they need action. And they love the challenge, and they need to see the action, otherwise they get bored. And so that type of thing is very important. So act upon your ideas rather than just thinking about them. Get a car and take trips and make friends with those who are daring, energetic, and athletic, and enthusiastic. So the positive stimulus that makes you initiate new projects and act, makes you active and energetic. That's one aspect. And also, of course, is the cure for depression. It's a natural high. Any fun stuff. Then you have the need for, there's a certain need within us, and also it takes you any depression. It's a very single most important aspect of the same. If anybody had one cure aspect that what makes a person famous, something which you are proud of. And everybody has some area. And there can be 12 different variations of this. It can be your personality. It can be your partner. Like Regine, for example, a famous disco. And her husband is very cool, aloof, and detached, but he's known for his wife. The Regine's disco is so important because she's flamboyant and red hair and people, oh, yeah, you're Regine's husband, for example. You know.
We have another caller, Hassan. Hello, caller.
Hello,
caller.
Hello.
Hi there. Can you speak up, please?
Yes.
Hi. Who is this tonight?
This is Mariama.
Mariama?
Yes.
Is that how? Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes.
Mariama, and where are you calling from, Mariama?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia. And do you have a birth date for me?
30th of November, 1962.
So November 30th, 1962.
Yes.
I'm going to pass you over to Hassan.
Thank
Her
you.
Accent reminds me of a Crocodile Dundee, you know, from Australia? Or New Zealand, one of the two.
Is that where you're from?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh, Hassan, you were right.
Auckland, right?
Yes.
What time were you born, by the way?
After 10:30 in the evening.
10:30 in the evening. And is this in Auckland or what?
Yes.
It is. Alan Ariana, how are you, my dear?
Oh, good, thank you.
Let me have a look. Have you had your chart done before?
Yes, I have.
New Zealand, okay. New Zealand, I think, is NZ. Wow, you got a fantastic chart, actually. Very spiritual, very wise. Now, the thing which... Actually, I'm going to talk about the next master a little later on. You're very, very idealistic. And from your home, and to do with brothers and sisters, there are so many... your inspiration, you'll draw from this area, but these were also the most difficult areas of your life. Right, your early childhood, as well as your brothers, sisters, in any life-death situations. But you're very wise and you're very positive. A real healer, I must say, actually. And this wisdom theme is something rare in you. But unfortunately, you were supposed to go to some radical events, which you probably did. Does that make sense at all, Nayama?
Yes, it does.
But luckily, you're always evolving. And try not to be bitter about any past experiences, because you will almost deny yourself or seek, sometimes will deny you, almost just crave this denial to stimulate the inspirational side. But you are very health conscious, and having that root on Virgo, your generation, you were born smack in the middle of the generation where you will completely change people's attitude towards health. You have Virgo and Libra in your second house, which indicates how you make your money, etc., or earning. Libra is a sign for beauty or cosmetics and skincare products, and Virgo is more of the natural type of products. And that's one of the things in your chart. Of course, you're natural in sales, but it's more teaching people and coaching people. And it's like a good preacher's chart. The only area that it's a bit difficult, you're an extremely loyal person. And the Godfather's theme, the vows of love we made, we'll live until we die. That is exactly your theme. It's like an all or nothing attitude. And they'll just do a part, and of course you take it to quite literally, actually. And you're definitely not a fling person. And but that mind in Leo, which does show some temper from time to time, you've got some very lucky aspect this summer, but you do need to be careful from that July onwards. From this July, right to about next June, July. There's a bit of a danger aspect in your chart, so just be a bit careful. And in no bungee jumping or anything like that. Hopefully you're not doing that.
No skydiving.
Yeah. Definitely not good for that. But avoid crisis situations. Because you'll have so many things to do, you'll be constantly running out of time. That's the part you've got to be a bit careful of. So today the moon has just gone into your first house. The last 2 days you may have felt a bit. It's like a secret love. That also when you feel tired. But today's in your first house, and if you read my moon magic, on page 52, it says that concentrate on self-personal analysis and or having yourself analyzed. It's exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a very, very good year as far as your administrative skills are concerned. So, by the way, what do you do?
Actually, I promote beauty products, and I give inspirational talks.
Oh, beautiful. Now, these beauty products, are they like a skincare, but they are not just for beauty, but they are also for health aspects?
Yes, that's correct.
Like preventive aspects of health?
Yes, they help people with psoriasis, eczema, dermatitis. It's a very good beauty product that can help a lot of people.
Excellent. So this week you need to keep a bit of a low profile. And otherwise you'll feel a bit exhausted. Next week, after about a week, you have some very lucky aspects coming up. In fact, your best aspect of luck, where you're supposed to get a lot of money, that is coming towards end of May.
Okay.
I can tell you exactly. Just give me one sec. This is coming up. Now you'll start getting all kinds of calls after about 18th onwards. From 18th onwards, you've got a very lucky aspect for you. And by the way, your chart represents the third theme that I was talking about. The second was, first one was action-oriented, which you also have. You have a lot of travel in your chart. Do you travel a lot?
Extensively, yes, I do.
Yeah, you've got the Olympic athletes, the one that Mars, Jupiter, so you're constantly traveling. The second theme is something which you are proud of. And now, in your case, this has to be your personality, because Leo is part of your first house. So that's why you've got to make an effort always to look your best. This is from your own experiences when you speak, when you're giving anybody gives a very good inspirational talk, they don't talk from this book or that book, they talk from their own experiences.
and that is now a Leo theme in your chart. In fact, Dale Carnegie was born with Mercury and Sagittarius like you. And that's very much cause-oriented. So make sure you are saving people, either professionally or as a hobby, otherwise you'll pick up lost cause in your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my dear?
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say, Hassan, before we go on to anything else or another caller, I just wanted to remind our callers, our listeners, that you write these incredible books called Moon Magic. And Moon Magic 2006, we still have a few copies. And if you'd like to contact us, you're more than welcome to either view us on the on our website, which is www.astrotrends.net, which is astrotrends.net, or simply email Hassan at stargaze@astrotrends.net. And there's more information about your Moon Magic book 2006 on there.
You also have reports, of course, now. It took me like 6 months to write those reports. So I'm surprised so many people have exact time. Once they have the exact time, then it makes it so easy. Because the first report tells you all about yourself, all your best potential. The second report tells you about the next 12 months, what's the best time to do what. And we, of course, have other reports of compatibility. And we also have one it's called the Solar Life Report. It's the same day, just like your birthday happens every year, exactly the same day. And there are about 90 different events that happen every year, exactly the same day, all your life. Like, for example, Mariama, who I just called. The month of March is very important for her as far as money is concerned. She'll always be into money in the month of March. April is a fantastic month for philosophy and travel. And the month of May is excellent for publicity, for fame, for career in her chart. Always, every year, all her life.
So every year, all her life, March, April, May, what you just said is the same cycle every year.
That's right. The high cycle starts in December for her, and the low cycle starts from that end of June and July onwards. And when she's more contemplative and all that. And from September is always the most expensive month. So I would not put September as a year end. I would put around March. So March, April is perfect for her.
And that would be business purposes is what you're saying.
Yes,
correct.
Right. Like she'll meet a lot of people in the month of June. So May is an aspect of career and fame. But June is a month where she'll meet a lot of people and trade contacts and that aspect. And that's my solar life report covers all that, and I'm the only astrologer in the world who does that. I'm very surprised actually nobody has done that. Actually, they do this solar report like these other people. It's absolute nonsense, you know. I'm very critical of astrologers, unfortunately, you know. We should be, of course, with our own aspects, because so many people go off at a tangent, you see. Like when they talk about the solar life or progressions, for example. I mean, it's based on such nonsensical theories, because I'm quite an obsessive person, you know, with my music, with my art, with my martial arts, everything I do to an obsessive. So I usually take a lot of my time trying to see, which area I'm getting into before I get obsessed with it. And one of the things I found progressions is, you know, the period of gestation is that now 254 days or something, like you're supposed to be in a womb. And now, if you had been there for one whole year, there'd been 84 more days. So each day you come out of the womb, that year equates with each day inside the womb.
That's very confusing, Hassan.
Then we use the Bible for it, that each day for a year. So that the 84 days, had you been inside the womb, would be equivalent to the 84 years that the normal human span is. So if you want to see what's going to happen when you are 30 years old, instead of looking at the transits for 30th birthday, they would look at when you were 30 days after period of gestation, had you been inside the womb. That's such nonsense, you know, I mean. Why would you look at that? This is a pure theory. Without even looking at this, the aspect transit, I've never found anything which I cannot see by transit which would show bad progressions. They try to show all kinds of things. That, just like moon's node, same thing.
Well, you definitely do speak the divine truth. And that's placed in the map of the stars.
The
divine truth.
Yeah. I'm very much into it, yes.
Very much into it.
But only, of course, you know, the things, you know, like people, so many people, they do not understand that we have no Messiah complex. We cannot have any Messiah complex at all. And I'm lucky in my case, I have none whatsoever in this aspect. But all the astrologers, including myself, put together, probably we know like 5% of astrology. But what we do know is the highest potential and your experiences. We do not know how you'll actually... so the action is concerned, nobody can predict that. Because the prayers, which affect your thinking, actually it's your thinking which affects all your lines of the hands, nothing else. No scientist knows why these lines are formed, absolutely none. It's purely their thought. A farmer uses the hands much more than somebody who's just a writer, for example. But a writer will have 10 times more lines than a farmer. And because purely their thought, the more neurotic you are. However, if you're a woman, it's normal.
Very funny, Hassan.
It is, though. But, because women have much more to worry about. Every little thing, like 5 o'clock in the morning, for example, the man is sleeping nicely, for example, she has to get up because she hears a little sound from the baby, for example, she gets up, so maybe that's why. But she has much more of an active nervous system in this aspect, you know. But there are certain norms for men and for women. There are different themes. But the same chart, of course, the potential is the same. How you use it is differently. Like, for example, in my chart, let's say if I'm a very nurturing person, it'll not only come out with children and that, but also with my clients. And like that. For some people, like, for example, for Gail, I don't think it comes out with children. It definitely comes out with her pets, with the dogs. That's how it comes. All her nurturing, mothering side comes out with them.
Yes.
That's the main thing.
Yes, yes, and you can see that in her chart. But
yes.
Going back to dreams, I wanted to ask you a question. I had a dream a couple nights ago, and I dreamt that I lost a piece of my hair. A part of my hair actually dropped out of my head. Now, there are so many old wives' tales about losing your teeth. What does that mean, losing
your
hair?
What did you do? How do you feel? Were you disappointed? Were you sad? Were you happy? Like, what was the thing?
I was shocked. I was shocked in my dream. Yeah.
And then you woke up, or was there any solution within the dream also?
No, then I woke up.
Well, in your case, it's almost like an after, like an earthquake, there's an aftershock. In your case, there's a prophetic answer, but after the fact. Because you went to this very nice hair salon, you always go to the best ones, but this lady, of course, was a bit jealous of something, but she burnt your hair, and your hair actually fell off.
So
but
I continue to think about
back.
That.
That's it, yeah. So it's not, I mean, but you're doing it after the fact almost.
6 months later.
And that was a shock to you, and you're still reconciling with that.
I
it's like
so.
Repeating to yourself over and over again, not to get over it.
I think so, I think so. But then just recently I had a friend who lost a tooth in their dream. And they woke up immediately after losing the tooth, and they started to feel their mouth to see if the tooth was there. So do those dreams have anything to do?
They do have. There are quite a few different things. I wrote actually 2 newsletters purely on dream, because I have a Moon Pluto trine, which is a dream interpreter. It's a very powerful aspect of the subconscious when it's of truth. And there are certain things, for example, when you're drinking water, for example. Water is an aspect of emotions. Now, think about it, if you just close your eyes and imagine the water. Are you imagining just a normal shallow water, for example, or a lake or an ocean?
Are you asking me?
Yes.
I'm actually imagining a beautiful fountain.
Fountain, I see. So
yeah.
you can just touch it, you can't really go in it and all that.
I hear it splashing and I can touch it with my hand. But I'm not imagining a large pool that I would jump into, no.
Well, this indicates that you and your husband must be quite busy with your work. So you're not being able to spend much time with each other, first of all. If
really?
You were, you would have imagined, like, say, an ocean or lake that you actually dip inside and get all wet right inside. But you can just see it, you can touch it, the emotions are there, but you can see it, it's beautiful, but you're not doing anything with it.
Isn't that fascinating?
Well, if you're listening to it, maybe that's a hint.
Maybe
but sometimes
a hint.
You see, let's say, for example, you're having an affair with a married man or something. And you might dream of an ocean, but you're going on a boat on top. So you're not getting involved. You're on top. You're not getting wet at all. But it's a deep ocean. It's a heavy relationship. So there are all kinds of connotations. So you have to see the chart, for example.
That's amazing.
Actually,
so if there's any callers out there that have any fantastic dreams that they want us to decipher, then Hassan, I'm sure, would be happy to.
And there's certain dreams which are, for example, you know, the thing is, you know, I wrote this article, a very interesting article, like, for example, the moon. That moon magic is also your dream interpretations. For example, on page 52, 53, when I said moon's in the 12th house, you be careful of, it's like jails and institutions, you feel run down and tired. But in your dream, if you're jailed or if you're in a hospital, that offsets the negative theme. So when moon's in the 9th house, you may not fly, but you might have a flying dream, and you offset that.
I didn't know that. You never told me that.
That's
is that why you tell me always to write down my dreams every morning as soon as you wake up, before you open your eyes? You should
that's
have
right.
a pen and a paper beside your bed and write down your dreams.
That's right, because the eyes take something like 50% of neural activity. That's why when they say in Buddhism, you know, the greatest obstacle to seeing is the eye. There must be really a truth to it, because it increases your sensitivity so much.
I think if a person is a musician, if they're blind, I think that would be fantastic.
Well, I was going to say that. I'm sure that many of the greatest writers in the world must write down their dreams, because I know myself, I can dream 3-4 dreams and remember them in the morning.
Now, the thing is, see, there are certain aspects of prophetic dreams, and they just see exactly what you're happening and, you know, what will be happening. Some of them are, for example, warnings to you for your body. For example, you imagine that, I mean, you dream of heights, that you're so far away you can hardly see the earth. That's a very, very strong warning aspect that you need to really settle down, and you're having too many crises at the same time, for example, not being able to handle. So that aspect, or for example, falling dream, like any of these things that you have, those are early warnings, actually. But you might have a pizza, for example, you have a stomachache, for example, you have all kinds of nightmares. That's the Mars Neptune aspect when you get those dreams. For example, anybody who was born in the 60s, they will have real nightmares in June, starting in June till about mid-July. It might be real,
no.
but it's very strange aspect. Nothing pans out. And if you try to confront it, instead of apologizing, people end up accusing you. So by the way, the second theme, as I was saying, something to do with the fame element, something which you are proud of. It can be a little craft that you do, the way you decorate the home, for example, or your partner, or your children, or your own hobbies, for example. Every little thing. One of my clients, for example, had Leo as part of the third house. Wherever there's Leo in the chart, you will see that fame aspect. Like in my case, part of my ninth house. Ninth house is when you... there's nothing in the world which makes me more happy than a little bit of that divine truth. Just a little bit. Like at one time, for example, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning and I was writing. And I was a little too tired. So I went to the donut shop just to have some tea, because it was very nice next door. But I went there was this fellow from Egypt I met, and we started talking till about 7:30 in the morning. And we were talking about Quran, and we were talking about divine truth and all that. When I came back, I looked, moon was in Leo, again like today, exactly in my ninth house. The same thing, system. That's how I've come to realize, you see, that those are the times when you are closest to truth. So whenever moon is in ninth house, you're most prophetic. And so you can actually and this is where the moon magic comes in handy. Every time moon is in the eighth house, you're always into money. But you know, I also want to tell you something very interesting. When Princess Diana passed away, you know, the moon was in her seventh house. And if you read my moon magic, for the next 2 weeks, whatever happened to her, or rather her soul, it's so clear. Every word applies there. So, for example, once a person's horoscope is made, like once a person is born and you interact with that environment, that soul aspect, that horoscope never finishes, even after the death of someone. It continues. So in her chart, moon was in her seventh house, just before the eighth house when she passed away. Seventh house says, for example, that involves in deep feelings with her spouse, and they were talking about marriage and that. Eighth house says, in the moon magic, it says, you know, that when you get a lot of money and this aspect, so she got this 200,000 or 250,000 pounds ring. And right off that, it also says, often reminded of life and death situations. And or these morbid thoughts like life death. So she passed away. That's the eighth house. Now, ancients used to call it the house of death. We don't call it that, but it happens every month. So you can't call it that, but it is one of the aspects, given the rest of the things in a chart. So here she passed away. 2 to 3 days later, it went into her ninth house. And if you read my moon magic, it says, flying to capitals. She was in Paris. And flying to capitals, she was flown to London. It says the priests and churches and religion. And she was in that, you know, in the church, and all the priests were there and all that. Then 2-3 days later, it says, excellent for television, for limelight. Moon is in a 10th house of publicity. Like today, for example, it's for Tiger Woods. But it's a positive or negative thing, but he's in the news. That's the 10th house theme. So in her chart, moon was right on top of the chart in the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio's life and death situations, as if all the masses, that's one of the themes which makes you very, very sensitive. It's like a shock that, my God, you know, like something happened to her. It was a shock to a lot of people. And so that's it. And she was famous in her death. Even the will that she wrote, moon was in Scorpio that day. That night, moon was in Scorpio. And that will became famous, actually. So suddenly there was so much of limelight, more than a billion people watched her. Then went to the 11th house and all the people, all the vigil and people holding, thousands of people holding hands together, in fact millions. And then went to the 12th house. As soon as they went to the 12th house, like a hidden aspect, and she buried her in this island or something, and they were charging like £10 just to get in, like an obscure aspect. So it's a very strange thing. So the fame aspect is everybody has it in some area.
And that area, for example, if it's a ninth house, then you'll be known as a preacher. In fact, I wanted to be a preacher, but I want to preach the truth in every religion, and no religion will allow me that. And so astrology is like a philosophy of life, and it's interesting, everybody in the world, every astrologer agrees that Venus means love, for example. No two religions agree on the same thing, but in astrology, the same philosophy everywhere all around the world from ages. They've never disagreed in this aspect. And it's interesting, if you want to find out which is the most, which area you'll be famous for, and just find the most critical area. What are you most critical of? If it's your personality, because right next to Leo is a Virgo side. So you'll always have that. People have the fantastic personality, the proud of their personality, and they gain a bit of weight, for example. They're very critical of that. And they need to lose weight, because otherwise they'll have a bad image of themselves. So if you have Leo and Virgo in the ninth house, you'll be very much into truth and philosophy, but you'll also be very self-critical in that area. The third thing, take you out of depression and to get you high, is exactly what we're doing right now, discussing philosophy. That's one aspect. Every time you interact with foreigners, foreign people, foreign cultures, every time you travel, it changes you for the better. So sometimes when life becomes very stagnant, visit a country, especially a country or city which you have never been before. Just that aspect, interact with other people. That, or when you go to a place of worship, not because of the sermon, but more because it brings a beggar and the king together. That aspect also offsets the negative theme. And so these are the three aspects and of the theme. Now, besides that, now these are, of course, the Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius themes. So if you cannot do all these three things, the activity, or to feel proud of something, and also the philosophy of travel, then get people who are fire signs. Get some Aries friends or Leo friends. Leo are fantastic promoters. When they get excited about something, they all feel as if they have some kind of a hotline with God. Or some Sagittarius friends for positive motivation. So these three things. You know, I thought we'll have a lot of time to discuss all these other themes that I've written in the newsletter, but we may not be able to all that. The other three things that I've said were for developing the productivity, the practicality, for security, like what are the three essential things? And then three things which develop your sensitivity and develop your empathy, your compassion, your feelings for other people. The third thing was the rational aspect. We can stand back and look at a problem from a totally objective viewpoint. In fact, that's one thing we should do today.
Let's do it.
Okay, so three, what we call air signs. So
okay.
Air signs are... There are three essential things or needs, you might say, which make you much more objective and take you out of depression also to some extent and make you much more independent and rational and objective. The first one is the need for communication. Now, this lady, I did a tape long time ago, and I asked her, when are you going to listen to this tape again? She said, well, next year. I said, what do you mean? She didn't have a tape recorder. I said, well, get one. I mean, hear the tape. Every time you feel down, listen to the tape. And you're calling me all the time. And there's so much information on these things. So, for example, if you don't even read the newsletter or newspaper or television or being on the internet or reading books, for example, any aspect of communication, engaging your mind, that's very, very important. And it says the need for intellectual stimulation is a very strong need. And so the planning, for example, rather than just wholeheartedly just doing some action, can you... if you can plan, if you plan things, when you have, it's like building a house, for example. You make a whole architectural plan for that. You get the mechanical people involved, the civil people involved, for example. All these themes, that plan, rather than just trying to build and suddenly you realize, for example, that you forgot to do this or that. So the planning part is not appreciated by a lot of people. So that's the planning, just a thinking part. Some people are purely just idea people. They're just conceptual, that's all. And the second part, so the aspect of objectivity, the first thing is the thinking and planning. Ingrid, I'm going to be having so much problem with this allergies for you in this place. I get so distracted with this aspect. Well, hopefully, you'll get, but it's your generation getting that Mars-Neptune aspect also. The second part is the theme of fashion, clothing, cosmetics, jewelry. Whenever you read Architectural Digest or interior decoration magazines, every time you read that, or you know, go to a place and wear some really nice clothes, for example, things which really look good on you. It increases your sense of fairness, of justice. So for many people, the beauty aspect is useless, or they'll never wear perfumes, for example. But when you do that, like I, you know, like for example, last week I was writing about the Venus, Neptune, and Moon Neptune aspects. And I, you know, and this lady, this Nayela, you know, in this Nayela Center, she's got this perfume, this Amouage Gold. It's like a $400, but it's amazing, amazing perfume. So whenever I use that perfume, I go in a different, it's like a trance. You're totally in a different world.
Do you attract a different type of woman?
No, no, it's just a perfume itself. It's like an intoxication, you see. It brings out, like it stimulates different parts of the brain. It's a very, very powerful aspect, even in memories, the abuse of scents.
Very interesting.
Anyways, so the Libra part is the aspect of love and fashions and clothing and cosmetics and jewelry. Next time we'll also have, as I'm talking about these needs, we'll also have the music background with it too. The third theme is innovation. Like, for example, that little iPod video that you see there. And it's got, like, you know, thousands of songs in it. All my interviews are right in there. And so all these themes, and it's just a little thing with not even one button on it. It's just sliding, for example. So all the innovative technology, or when you go to science exhibitions, or innovative new technology, when you get internet, and or cell technology. For example, some people do not have, they're still living in the old days. They have no cell phones, no BlackBerry or anything, any technology aspect at all. I know that the technology is still a bit weak, but every time you, like for example, Photoshop, you know, you get a program, you have one painting, you make 100 out of them in just seconds. It's so easy to do these things. So it just stimulates your mind to new thought. So inventive aspects, that's a third theme which makes you very objective when you encounter new technology, the futuristic ideas, or you go to science exhibitions, for example. And in my Moon Magic, I've given out all the simple ways to offset these themes and how to lead a balanced life. Now, so people ask me that, how do you, is there such a thing as a balanced person who can use all these themes and certain activities? And in fact, I'm coming out with a book which deals with specifically each one of the activities. Like, let's say you do salsa dancing. How many themes does it offset? Now, the salsa dancing, first of all, is a physical activity. It has an Aries theme. It also has a Piscean theme of this movement and beautiful music, etc. also. And it's a Libra theme also because sharing. You're not doing it yourself, you're doing it with a partner. So the love aspect is also being the in partnership with another person. And it takes two to tango, as I said, it takes two to salsa.
It does take two, Hassan.
And they both have to be nice, you know, to coordinate with each other. So there's a harmony, the sharing aspect, for example. So there's that camaraderie and team aspect also being satisfied. So there's so many different ways of offsetting it. We only have about 4 or 5 minutes left, and you could give the number actually.
Let's see if we can get another caller. We have a number at 1-888-268-4313. Once again, that's 1-888-268-4313.
And I would also like to say that if anybody wants our newsletter, and
that's free for now, Hassan, correct?
Yes, that's
yes.
Right. I'll have two versions. One will be like our normal clients, actually, the subscribers, we actually push our client numbers, but I'm working on something completely different for them, very, very unique. But in the meantime, we have our free newsletter where we talk about all kinds of world events and astro insights and Hollywood stars, etc. If you'd like to subscribe, you can go to astrotrends.net, astrotrends.net, and under newsletter, you will see the subscription thing. Just put in your email, and you can subscribe and see how you like it. I'm sure you'll love it, actually, you know. And the other theme I wanted to talk about also a little bit about these centenarians. You know, people have lived more than 100 years.
Yes, you're right.
I got a few charts here, you know. If I can just find them, there it is. Oldest living people. Now, this person was born September 16th, 1891, is still living, actually. Now, this person has Sun, Venus, Saturn, Mercury, Mars in the sign of Virgo. Yeah, you're Virgo, too. See, the Virgo aspect, so obviously this person is very, very health conscious. Does not like all the fatty things, loves salads, and you love salads also, right?
Yes.
You're very much
does that mean I'm going to live to be 100?
And more than that also.
Maybe.
So the Virgo part is definitely, I mean, that is one of the criteria. So the health aspect, organic food, etc. So this person is definitely into that, and just plain water, as opposed to all these other things. So in a chat it was that, but also I noticed that most of them had a Mars-Jupiter aspect, like this person had a, has a Mars-Jupiter. So they are constantly, it's like a Olympiathletes are born with that. People who take on a lot, they are constantly on the go. That part is a Mars-Jupiter theme.
And they always say that, that if you slow down, then your life slows down. So you should always keep active.
Absolutely, yeah. But certain things we are born with, you see, like this person is born with the Mars-Jupiter. So every time when they're feeling down, because so many Virgo planets, Venus, Saturn, normally can be like self-pity and poor me attitude, but this person, I bet you, was like Florence Nightingale when they're helping other people constantly, changing into compassion. And the positive aspect, of course, is the Jupiter-Mars, and they break the rules also. So that was one of the themes, and being very close to nature, this is one of the tricks of this person, obviously. Another person had also Mercury and Saturn in Virgo, but sun sign of Leo. Now, they had Mars in Leo, and actually Venus in Leo, Sun in Leo, etc. But what I liked about the chart was Moon and Jupiter in the sign of Pisces, very close to each other. This is a very deeply spiritual type of aspect. That's another thing which is quite a often longevity aspect, and yet the person is very charismatic too, although this year is not very good for this person. From this summer to the next summer, they've got to be careful of heart. Of course, every 7 years, you've got to be careful of that. This person has Neptune in Gemini. It's such a long time. This is in 1891, August 21st, actually. An entire age group, even before Walt Disney and all. And but very, very practical, very down to it, like a farmer's chart. And this other person was born also September 14th, 1889.
Another Virgo.
Yeah, they were all born, and this one's Virgo, but Mercury in the sign of Libra, very close to Uranus. And it's also alive right now. Now this, the Mercury in Libra is a very bright sign. And when it's close to Uranus and bright ideas all the time, and they're curious and want to know everything. Now, interestingly, they have Mars very close to Saturn. Mars-Saturn is one of the hallmarks, and when it's in Leo, it's a hallmark of heart problems. However, this whole package is trined by Jupiter again. So the Mars-Jupiter is, again, like Olympic athletes or people who have a sudden burst of energy. This is a natural PR person. This person is always curious and has a very good legal mind, strong sense of fairness and justice, and quite a stable type person again, but this summer is, you'll have to be careful, of course. Then August 15th, 1890, this person also has Mercury in Virgo, Sun in Leo, Moon in Leo, actually was born in New Moon, Mars in Sagittarius, again sextile to Jupiter. See, the Mars-Jupiter gets very high recuperative powers, partly because they're optimistic. Even though they have Mercury in Virgo close to Saturn, which is a very sort of realistic placement, but it's a Mars-Jupiter, is a hallmark of one of the longevity, I think, because they do not just accept any defeat, or every time they fall down, they get up again and they continue long enough to achieve something in a tangible way. We're almost running out of time. We have just a few minutes left. And any other questions you would like to ask, Ingrid?
Well, I just wanted to tell our listeners one more time about your wonderful book, Moon Magic. I know that for a fact that I had no idea about astrology. And when I first met you, you offered me this book. And I put it away for a little bit, and then I decided to read it. And then I didn't really understand quite everything in it. And then you showed me how easy it was to use. And after I realized how easy it was to use, within 5 minutes, I actually figured out my horoscope and everything that I needed to know on my chart. And it was amazing how I could just figure it out on a day-to-day basis. So I actually carried it around in my car. So it's in my glove box.
And the thing I do want to see people to know themselves, their own timing. They should know it better than me. In the beginning, I can help them, but they should know every time one goes to the 8th house or 10th house, for example, what happens, for example, and they can plan. So amazing, you know, how they can plan this aspect.
And some people, it might take longer than others to learn.
Okay, we're coming to the end.
And in the meantime, I'd like to say thank you to Don also in Paradise, California.
Thank you very much. And
thank you, Ingrid.
And thank you, Hassan.
It was a lovely time with you again. And if you people want to go to listen to our program again, they can go to archives@astrotrends.net.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.